Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ, showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's your host, Jeff Sherman.
Because I'm going to make this place your home.
Good morning, Milwaukee. Good morning, Wisconsin. What a weekend. What a weekend. So my dad turned 81 on Saturday. Happy birthday, Dad. Our daughter turned 12 on Sunday. Happy birthday, Pierce. Marquette punched its ticket to the Sweet 16 on Sunday. You know, if you listen to the show in the first couple weeks, I'm a Marquette boy, so incredibly proud and excited there. And a huge Bucks win last night. Wow, just an impressive win over OKC, one of the top teams in the West. And I'm not going to lie, I really enjoyed the 6 p.m. tip-off. You know, it's like, wow, we left our house at like 5:40, parked, was in time for tip-off, home by like 8:45. Like, the 6 p.m. tip-off, that's a good thing. Make more of them, please, NBA. And then on Friday, Good Karma Brands and Thanasis Antetokounmpo held Thanalysis Live. Nearly 1,100 people at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Just a wonderful event with Thanasis interviewing his brother Giannis for the first time on his podcast. A special guest appearance by Stephen A. Smith, who was just wonderful and kind of atoned to some of his anti-Milwaukee remarks that he made during the NBA Finals a few years ago. So that was great to have him on stage with the Antetokounmpo brothers. You can watch for that full version of the podcast anywhere you get your podcast and also on YouTube. But what was really striking to me, to hear Stephen A. Smith talk about his career and just to see Giannis and Thanasis listen and take it all in, like they were like, wow, this is an icon in the media world. We're going to sit here and listen to everything he has to say. It was really touching. Just a great, great event. So make sure you tune in and see that full episode once it's dropped. All right. So a full weekend of love, gratitude, drenched in what Milwaukee does well. You know what that is? It's great hospitality. So today's show is really, really fitting. Hello, room service. Talk to me a little bit. Today's show is a bit of an upswing hospitality hotline. We're going to ring in with the hottest trends that two local hotels are brewing up for 2024 and beyond. When you think of hotels today, you really kind of have to forget all those scratchy bed spreads, the lukewarm coffee. It's all about modern, artful spaces, personalized playlists, robots mixing your cocktails, and a whole lot of local, sustainable approaches to making your room the best it can be. Actually, I don't think there's any robots making cocktails. I just kind of made that up. It sounded good. But if we're going to talk about the future of hospitality, you got to use the word robot, I think. So today, the GMs from two of Milwaukee's finest downtown hotels join us. Dana Johnson from St. Kate, the Arts Hotel. Brandon Druch from the Pfister. I had to ask Brandon. I'm like, it looks like a really easy last name. It's Druch, right? It's Druch. Yes. Perfect. Both the hotels are owned and managed by the Marcus Hotels and Resorts, and both individuals are at the top of their games and full of insights into the business realities and opportunities of the hospitality world. Dana Johnson is a general manager at the St. Kate. She has more than 25 years of experience in the hotel group sales and has spent the majority of her career at Marcus. Prior to her time at the hotel, she worked for Marcus Hotels and Resorts and has been in the market since 2021. Brandon has over 15 years of hospitality experience, beginning his career while still in college. He was promoted to general manager of the Pfister and managing director in 2022. Brandon, Dana, welcome to the Upswing. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having us. We're excited to be here.
How was the weekend in the hotels for you?
Oh, it was fun. We had a great weekend at St. Kate. We had some really good music going in the lobby. A lot of leisure travelers. We have volleyball this weekend in Milwaukee. So there was a lot of people here for good competitive spirit and looking to have some fun in our city.
All right. Very good. Yeah, those volleyball tournaments at the Baird Center, you know, over 6,000 people really fill the rooms for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I'll tell you, the interesting thing with the Pfister is, and we'll get into this in a little bit, we launched Mason Street Grill's brunch this weekend. And so for the first time, Mason Street Grill is serving an incredible brunch. And we'll get into that in a little bit, but something to be noted for sure.
Very good. All right. We're going to discuss each GM's personal path to Milwaukee, what's new at both of their places, hear about hospitality trends and more. But first, after the break, we're going to dive into all things that are new at the St. Kate. This is The Upswing. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Monday episode of The Upswing, talking all things hospitality in downtown Milwaukee with the general managers of the St. Kate and the Pfister Hotel. Dana Johnson, I wanted to get to the heart of what your hotel is all about. Located just across the street from the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts. Actually, their new season for next year drops tonight, so I'm sure that has a good impact on your hotel. So you're right on Kilbourne Avenue and Water Street. And the hotel opened in 2019, correct?
We opened in 2019, in June of 2019.
Okay. Yeah. And it's truly a fun, creative experience at the St. Kate. Tell us what the hotel is all about through the GM's lens.
Yeah. So, you know, people might remember St. Kate as the Wyndham, you know, back in the 80s and 90s, and then Intercontinental. And, you know, Marcus Hotels and Resorts really wanted to create a special place in our city that really highlighted all the wonderful arts that we, you know, that we celebrate here in Milwaukee. And it's not just sculpture, it's not just painting, but it is music and culinary arts, paper making. And they've taken these things and have been really thoughtful, and they've brought it into the rooms and they brought it into our dining experiences. And you know, we are always like trying to find ways to kind of push the envelope there. We're really lucky to be located in the center of the theater district, you know, the newly formed theater district. It's always been there. And I'll just say, I spent 20 years selling this city from the hotel's perspective. And we've always talked about that property being in the heart of the theater and entertainment district. We are steps away from the Fiserv, and people come for concerts, and it's just perfectly located.
You know, easy access, obviously, to the Pabst Theater and the Rep, and so much is kind of enclosed in a central location.
Yeah. But people want, you know, they're out, they're here, they're experiencing, you know, great things in the city, but they want to have it in the hotel too. So when they come back, they get to listen to live music every single night of the week in our lobby, and it's just there for everyone. It's not something that they have to, you know, pay to have access to. It's
so how many rooms and restaurants, and doing a kind of a branded arts hotel, how much of a risk was that, and what's the reception been through the years?
You know, we've taken, of course there's risk, right?
Right.
But I think that we knew there was an audience for it. We always were confident with that. And, you know, our ownership has, you know, they saw the vision and they went all in on it, that, you know, which just goes to show that they were really confident with it. We have 219 rooms and we have lots of meeting space. So a great spot for weddings and conferences and meetings. But we have 5 outlets, which is pretty big for such a, I would say, you know, mid-sized hotel. So we have Proof Pizza on our lower level, serves great Neapolitan style pizzas. We have the bar, which is a lot of people come for our craft cocktails and espresso martinis. They can get their pizza there as well, and great wings. And then we up on the second floor, which is a really cool space, we have Aria, which is our brand, our restaurant, our dinner restaurant. And we do a really cool bubbles and brunch on the weekends. So Saturdays and Sundays, we have a fun DJ brunch. And then we have Giggly, which is our cocktail and champagne bar. And then the dark room, which is our more intimate dining experience.
And that dark room, is that reservable? What's the process of that kind of started kind of as a secret dining experience, right?
Yeah. You know, it started as what we were going to have as a restaurant. We were going to take reservations. And then we found that there's this huge audience for private dining. And we just started to go all in there. And so we do quite a few board of directors dinners, but we do great 40th birthday parties. It's really a curated experience for whatever customer wants that room. But it is intimate, and it's a really, really unique dinner experience for sure.
So can you talk a little bit about the commitment to local art and local designers, not only in the canvas rooms that you have, but throughout the lobby and the bar area too?
Yeah. So when you walk around the hotel, you'll see great art that, that we own. So that's our seed collection. And then we have five galleries. And so the galleries, we, of course, we have MOA, which is Museum of Wisconsin Art, and we have a partnership with them. And they will curate that space, and that'll turn over about 3 to 4 times a year. But then our other galleries are really committed to regional artists. So we really just want to showcase the great regional art talent that we have. And so if you are, you know, a traveler, a business traveler, and you come, or even a leisure traveler, and you come a couple times a year, you're going to see something new every time. And then our canvas rooms, those are, we gave these rooms to these five artists, and we said, do whatever you want. And really, they did. Okay. Lon Michaels' Leopard Room is probably the most iconic, and you'll see that online.
And then can those be requested specifically, or what's the process of getting those? You have to be like a secret VIP
No, no, no. You can get those rooms online on our website, stankatearts.com. You can call the hotel and make reservations for those rooms. In fact, I'll tell you, you would not be put in that room without asking.
Okay.
Because they are so unique. But, you know, a little special thing is, and I don't know that we tell this story enough, but every time someone stays in those rooms, some of those profits go in a little kitty, and then we put them out to six nonprofit art organizations at the end of the year. So you're actually giving back when you stay in those rooms.
Very good. All right. We're going to get into the Milwaukee Pfister Hotel, which has entered its second phase of its $20 million renovation. We'll get insights from Brandon Drush after this. This is The Upswing. We'll be right back. We're back. This is The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We're talking the future of hospitality in downtown Milwaukee today with the general managers of the St. Kate, the Arts Hotel, and the Pfister. The Pfister Hotel is coming off a $20 million renovation that's set to be completed early this summer. Maybe we'll get the exact date and a little bit of update from Brandon in a minute. But following completion of the guest rooms, the next phases will include a refresh of the lobby and the first floor public spaces, as well as a renovation of the Pfister Cafe. Brandon, what's going to be new in the rooms? What are you working on right now?
We just finished up phase one, which was the meeting and events space. So complete refresh of our meeting and events experience. And it's everything from the way the room looks and feels to the way it sounds and lights. And so we've put a tremendous amount of time and energy also into all of the infrastructure in the back of house. So the lighting packages, the speakers and the sound packages. And so when our events take place, the experience you're having today is something you won't find anywhere else, which is exciting. On the guest room side of the business, our first floor of that will actually launch here in the next 3 days and be completed. And full guest room renovation here. We're talking from floor to ceiling, entire bathrooms. This is going to be just a tremendous thing for not only the Pfister Hotel, but for the city of Milwaukee. The new look and feel is light, it's fresh, it's airy. The technology in these rooms is tremendous as well. We've got some great ability for our guests to sync up and control and access all of their, you know, YouTube accounts or Netflix accounts. Anything that they would find at home from a comfort basic is something that we want them to be able to have right in the guest room.
So what were some of the unique challenges of kind of marrying the traditions of such a historic and beautiful hotel with kind of the modern expectations of what the hotel consumer kind of demands today, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, it's a 130-year-old building. It's a historic building. And so with that alone comes a lot of just challenges when you look at just the overall logistics of this space. I will tell you that when it came time for the renovation, we had such a great design team behind us that put together a product that really celebrates the history of this building. Mm-hmm. And it brings forward not only the history, but it brings forward to us these fresh concepts that the traveler today is looking for. The bathroom lighting is something that everyone's going to love. The way that the room presents itself when you enter is something that's going to make you want to come back right away and just experience
it. I mean, you need the showers to be right, the marble countertops, the people demand the Kohler fixtures, especially in Wisconsin, right?
Exactly right. And it's got all of that. And then also embedded within the room are cool little Milwaukee tidbits. So you'll find that there's this beautiful tapestry above the bed, which is actually the city of Milwaukee skyline. And then you'll find that in the closet is this cool little imagery, which is actually some pretty awesome buildings that you'll find, City Hall and others throughout downtown. And so we've been able to weave into the renovation a little bit of the Milwaukee past and future. And so it's a pretty incredible thing to see.
What are some of the kind of the updates in terms of the corridors and the staircases? Because, I mean, those are
really heavily well-traveled places, and what are some of the unique challenges and opportunities in the corridors?
Yeah, complete refresh of the corridors that's taking place today as well. It's going to offer a little bit more lighting in the corridors as well. Again, it's a 130-year-old historic building, and for us, we just want to make sure that we get it right the first time here and make sure that we've got a product that the guests come to and they see. We've taken this beautiful picture frame molding, and it's actually something that you would think that was already in the room, but when you walk into the room, you notice that it's on every one of our walls. And we've just installed that, and it just makes the room look so luxurious, and it feels so rich when you walk in that I think it's something that our travelers are really going to pick up on.
And one of the things that people always talk about at the Pfister, you have the U.S. mail chute that kind of is always there. That's not going away,
not
is
going
it?
Away,
like, it's
no.
kind of old school beautiful that it's still there.
But it's charming, right? And people love the charm of being able to come back and experience those types of things that you've seen throughout the years, and you can tell your kids a story of how you used to use something similar to this or you've seen it in the past. And again, it's the historical elements aren't changing in the building. It's just a complete way of us representing it to our guests today.
So have you recovered fully and your team from the presidential visit? Have you been able to sleep and kind of get everything's kind of back to normal?
I guess the cat's out of the bag on that, we can confirm. You know, the history of the Pfister hosting the presidents goes back all the way to McKinley in the 89. And so 1989, and so from that point on, or 1889. So we've just had a tremendous history of hosting presidents. And this one, we actually had a little bit of lead up. We had about a week notice, which was something plenty of time. Yeah, we appreciate that. And traditionally, it's a couple hours or a day. And so the team is well rested, and we had a great visit. So
did you have to make any special accommodations or changes in terms of infrastructure?
No.
Or was everything kind of set?
Yeah, everything. We've got a pretty great blueprint of how these visits go. And our team, I'll tell you, we've got just this incredible staff that the minute we find something like this is coming, they've done it so many times in the past that they just jump in and everyone knows what to do. And I'll tell you, the secret sauce of the Pfister Hotel, people ask me this all the time, it's the people. It's the staff that's in that building. It's the tenure of these individuals that continue to drive this place forward every day.
Very good. All right. We're going to come back with Dana Johnson and Brandon Dersch from the St. Kate and the Pfister, respectively. We're going to talk about hotel trends and much more. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, talking all things hospitality with two of the best in the business, Dana Johnson and Brandon Dersch from the St. Kate and the Pfister. Little looking in at the WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620 from the 414. For Dana, it sounds like, can you please let her know that we need more seating in the pizza place? Can you take care of that, Dana?
I can.
All right, done. There we go. Creative solutions to complex problems live on the Upswing. That's what we're all about.
Easy enough. That's a good problem to have.
That's a great problem to have, right?
So what are you seeing in terms of hotel and hospitality trends nationally? And is, from a Wisconsin and Milwaukee lens, are we keeping up?
Yeah, I think we are. I mean, I think that, 10 years ago, maybe even longer, people would go to a hotel and they just needed a place to sleep and they went out, right? And now people are looking for the hotel to be their full experience. So we've had to adapt and try to find ways for someone to enjoy themselves upon arrival until they depart with ever actually leaving the hotel. And so we have to be on our toes when it comes to providing experiences and music and great dining. And we do that with lots of different ways. We have a artisan residence studio where our guests can engage with our resident artist. They can do some dining events, like we did a Clue themed dinner. We did a Love in the Dark dinner during Valentine's season, if you will. And we've done whiskey tastings and just things like just small, like little points for them to kind of enjoy some things in the hotel and not have to leave.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, there's that old Maya Angelou quote about people remember the way you make them feel. The minute you walk into specifically St. Kate, from the minute you walk in the door, you're greeted by the bellman, you go to the front desk, you get the champagne, you check in at your experience, we hand out these specialty gummy bears that are a signature St. Kate item. You go to your room, there's a ukulele, there's record players, mm-hmm. there's live music playing. You go down for dinner and drinks. I mean, this all-encompassing experience. And people remember that because you made them feel good. And we're finding that that's a trend. People want to feel good when they stay somewhere, and they want a memory to take home with them. And And at St. Kate, that's something that they specialize in tremendously.
Yeah, it's all about the guest experience. You want those surprise and delight items that you're going to remember and talk about when you leave and tell your friends.
Yeah, you know, and I'll tell you, you know, surprise and delight. Dana's team has concert tickets, or they'll get Bucks game tickets. And the team hands these out to people at check-in sometimes. They'll go up to them and say, hey, do you have plans for this night? Tonight we've got two tickets to the symphony. They're my seats. So you have any interest? And these, and they take them with them, and they go and they enjoy an incredible show or concert. And it just adds value to the stay. But that's what St. Kate's all about. It's just these hidden touches that come in throughout your stay where you just don't you don't expect them. And then when they're there, it's like, wow, this is, it just makes it feel great.
Yeah. So another item that I'm always interested in are the smells as you walk into hotels, right?
Yeah.
And where does that come from? What's the source? And kind of what's the thought process in terms of, hey, this is the optimal scent that we want the St. Kate and Pfister to have?
Oh, it takes a while to smell it out and choose the right one. Because but we work with the company, the one at St. Kate is called Black Orchid.
Okay.
And most people really, really love it. I don't smell it anymore, in honesty. And for some who love it, we actually have candles at our front desk. And those are, like, again, talk about surprise and delights. You know, when people come to the desk and they say, oh, my gosh, I love this smell. What is it? Sometimes they'll sneak them a little candle to take home with them.
Yeah, you know, in the candle, you bring with the candle. St. Kate's got probably the best retail place of any place in the city to find cool and creative gifts to take home. It's called St. Kate Curiosities. It's just this incredible little shop right by the front desk there when you arrive. And it's got things you won't find anywhere else, but it's just cool Milwaukee things. It's great little craft and arts trinkets, but it's something that is definitely only at St. Kate and a great signature item. But the scents come back to just memories. You want people to memorize that scent. They go somewhere else, they smell it. It takes them back to a time that they remembered where they were when they first experienced it. And it's all about hitting all the senses, the way that you smell when you walk into the building. You also have, of course, great pizza, proof pizza. You go and you sleep on a nice, comfortable bed. It's all about encompassing a great experience.
Very good. I want to talk a little bit more about technology, workforce, AI, and a few other things when we come back. This is The Upswing. We're here with Dana Johnson and Brandon Dersch from the St. Kate and the Pfister. We'll be right back. Welcome back to a Monday edition of The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We are here with the general manager of the St. Kate, the Arts Hotel, Dana Johnson, and the managing director of the Pfister Hotel, Brandon Dersch. Thanks again for joining us, taking the time out of your busy days to be here. It's truly appreciated. So next, this coming summer, Milwaukee's going to have the national spotlight on ourselves for sure with the RNC. What does the RNC mean to Milwaukee's hotels and hospitality industry? And specifically, you know, from both of your hotels, what are you doing to get ready?
Obviously it's huge, right? We were really excited to host the DNC, and we know how that did not come to fruition as we had hoped. And, like, what a great opportunity that we got a second chance to host one of these huge conventions. It really just shows, like, that Milwaukee is highly valued and highly considered, and we know that we have to, like, show that when they come. And we have steering committee meetings to talk about how we're going to roll out red carpets. We're talking about how we're going to transform the hotel to really show, like, what we can do, because we're hoping that these are people that will come back, and we know that we're going to be, again, national spotlight. Yeah. That's a great opportunity.
And kind of dovetailing it with the opening of the new convention center, too, creates a lot of opportunities for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you, you know, as it relates to getting ready for the RNC, I mean, I feel like we're in our process. We are as ready as we need to be at this time. But the growth plans here in the next 30, 60, 90 days just exponentially increase into our metrics of what we need to accomplish and be ready and to welcome them. But as you mentioned, what it means for the city, it means an incredible future here of us taking on some incredible business as we grow forward. But it's not just RNC in Milwaukee this summer. You know, there's obviously the Summerfest, and then there's Harley, and then there's the RNC. There's an incredible event, though, called Connect Marketplace, which is coming to the city of Milwaukee, that's going to bring meeting planners from all over the world and industry experts from all over the world. And that's got the ability on the tails of the RNC to greatly impact the future of our convention center and the success of the hospitality business in the city for many years to come.
And from a business standpoint, that's what you want to do. You want to marry the opportunities of having a large international event here in the RNC with, all right, let's get some of the smaller, more regional events in town right after that to seize the opportunity.
Yeah, Milwaukee is going to showcase itself like never before. And so for all of these things that come together within the same couple of weeks is going to be really busy for the city, which is A, great, and B, it's going to be a tremendous jump start for the future here as well.
In terms of staffing and just making sure you're prepared, what are some of the unique workforce challenges? Are you getting through that?
Yeah. You know what? We partner with schools. We partner with workforce, you know, organizations. You know, you talk about challenges. I would just say just very generally, I think that it's really important for us to get the message out that just hospitality in general is a career. It's not just something that you can just pass through, but it can be a really valuable career. And like Brandon and I both have, you know, enjoyed that. And I think that's just our biggest message is that this is a great place to work and it's a great place to like have a long lasting.
Brandon, your career path starting in college and staying in the industry.
Yeah.
That's
all the way through, you know, and for me, it's always something I've always been passionate about. I'm a third generation hotelier. And so for me, it's something I've always been around, but there was no other industry I would have gone into right out the gate. It was something I'm just passionate about. But when you talk about the success of us staffing this summer, it's not just going to be from our traditional channels. It's going to be going to industries that may be off in the summer, schools, teachers, things like that, to try to find as much talent as we can find to bring them into the city.
Retirees.
Retirees to help us pull off some pretty incredible events.
Yeah. I mean, people with kind of that ability to showcase the story, right? And some of the retiree, that's a great group to go after for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's only going to be for a couple of weeks. But at the end of the day, it's just a way for you to come in, say that you're a part of the magic, and dip your toe into a little bit of the day of the life of the Pfister or St. Kate, and welcome some incredible guests from all around the world and really be part of a national convention.
All right. A great conversation around hospitality and trends in the hotel world with Brandon Dersch and Dana Johnson from St. Kate and the Pfister. Coming up next, we'll wrap up our conversation with some sustainability talk. I want to get into the AI and technology, and we'll talk specifically about the future of the theater district in downtown Milwaukee. This is The Upswing. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Wrapping up our discussion on hospitality and hotels with two of the best in the business, Dana Johnson, the general manager at the St. Kate Arts Hotel, and Brandon Dersch, the general manager at the Pfister. So in terms of AI and technology, smart room access, there's a lot in that space. How are you kind of just addressing the future of data points with customers? And like, you should probably know by now that like Jeff Sherman's Cafe at the Pfister order is always the veggie omelet with no green peppers, no onions, hash browns, crispy bacon, and wheat toast. You probably got that in your system, right?
Yeah, you're obviously somebody that we know your order.
Okay,
for sure.
Good. All right, that's good. Just making sure.
I'll tell you, you know, when it comes to technology, it's always something that we need to be on the forefront of. Our guests traditionally will help drive us in the direction that we always need to be going. But I'll tell you, so today's guests expect an app, right? Whether you're staying with a brand or an independent, you expect an app. And both the St. Kate and the Pfister have an incredible app. And then it's not just the app, but what can you access from the app? So you can order your room service. You can call your valet car. You can text with our guests or with our associates.
And is the check-in and check-out, is that just done at the front desk now, or is that just something that...
It's completely up to however our guests prefer to travel.
Okay.
You can check in, come up to the desk like most guests do and have that full experience. Or if you want something a little contactless free and you want to just head right to your room, you can do all that right from your app and it all integrates. But that's something that, of course, now in today's world people expect. You know, we've got technology on your room service tray where you hit a button and we know that you're done. So your food's not waiting there. It's just how can we integrate and adapt as much as we can to make it an ease of guest access, and we want to take the thinking out of so much of the experience with us.
Now, I haven't seen like delivery via robot to rooms at either one of your places yet. Is that something you're looking at?
You know, it's out there.
It's out there. Actually, yeah. one of our hotels in Madison uses that right now. I mean, we have people, and we want our people to engage. And the robot is fun, and I'm not saying that won't happen one day.
Right.
But right now, I think we like the opportunity to connect with our guests and make a meaningful experience.
Yeah.
It's really fun. Like we have this, you know, we talk about texting, and there's a lot of guests that want to text with the front desk. and ask questions. And it's really fun to see like how our team understands how they want to be spoken to. And like, and sometimes like there's really fun, like banter that goes back and forth. And sometimes it's extremely professional. But it's a really cool way to engage.
There's got to be some unique training that goes into that too. You know, have that skill set to communicate mm-hmm. with guests in the correct way, but yet, you know, be fun and inviting.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's you have to be intuitive as to who you're talking to.
Yeah, we want our staff to be, you know, genuine, caring, obviously, individuals. And so for when it comes to their responses, and we want them to be as authentic as possible. And we know that our team will go forward and represent us well. But if we have a guest that wants to have fun, we expect our staff to go and have fun along with them. And I think that's all what creates the connection there between the two.
Yeah. What are the biggest questions you get in terms of Milwaukee and... you know, your places specifically, is it kind of what to do questions, where to dine, or?
I would say where to dine. I mean, obviously it's out there. Milwaukee is a foodie city.
Yeah.
And we have great, like unique dining experiences here. And that's probably one of our biggest questions.
Yeah, dining for sure. Things to do in the city. What's out there? We often get so many guests who have never been here before, whether you're with a conference or you're meeting somebody here for the first time. And so our team is, you know, at the concierge desk at the Pfister, there's a whole list of things to do when you get in the city. And again, when it comes back to engaging with the guest, we try to get as much of that in front of them before they arrive to the property. And so when they arrive with us, their whole manifest is made up of what they're going to do from start to finish, whether it's in the spa at the Pfister or traveling to a brewery nearby. We want to make sure that their full experience is to the liking of however they want to travel.
Yeah. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about sustainability and kind of bringing the outdoors inside. Is that a big focus for Marcus Hotels?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, and I'll tell you, you know, when you look at sustainability, we're always looking at ways to evolve it, but some of the things that we do, you know, are done very simply and not really optically to our guests, but we converted recently a lot of our plastic water bottles to aluminum. We've taken our fuel sternos, and there's a recyclable program on the fuel sternos. We actually go ahead and we work with a lot of local locations to even look at our food waste and where things can go at the end of an event or at the end of a program. And all of that is done in concert with them to make sure that we're able to take as much of what we consume and give it back, of course, if we can.
And so, even clean the world, right? Like, so all the soap and shampoo and conditioners that's left in a room, we collect all that and we give it to an organization called Clean the World. They recycle it and it goes to, you know, it goes to like third world countries where we get it in the hands of people that need it.
Very good. Dana Johnson, Brandon Drush from St. Kate and the Pfister, thanks for joining us. Hope you'll come back when renovations are done at the Pfister, and we'll talk more about the great Milwaukee summer.